Hey there, TPT friend. Are you frustrated with your TPT sales these days? Feeling stuck and overwhelmed with how to grow your earnings? Let me introduce you to my very favorite tool for running my TPT store, your data playbook. As a savvy teacher seller, you know that data and SEO go hand in hand. But let's face it, none of us have the time or energy to dig through all the data and make sense of it all. That's where YDP comes in. Your data playbook pulled all your TPT data together in an easy-to-understand format and gives you easy, actionable steps to increase your sales. I'm not one to promote things I don't really believe in, so you can trust when I say YDP is the real deal. It's my not-so-secret weapon for keeping my TPT store earnings up, even though I am spending very little time on it. And that's really why I am so excited to share YDP with you. When you join YDP with my affiliate link now through May 7th, I'll invite you to an exclusive group coaching session where I'll walk you through all of the tools and my processes for using them to grow my business and increase my sales. Don't miss this opportunity to take advantage of this amazing tool for your TPT business. You can learn more and become a member at kristendoyle.co/YDP. Hey, TPT sellers, ready to see growth in your business? You're in the right place. Welcome to the Savvy Teacher Seller. I'm Kristen Doyle, and I'm here to give you no fluff tools and strategies that will really make an impact on your sales. Let's get started, y'all. Hey, y'all, and welcome to this episode of The Savvy Teacher Seller. I am your host, Kristen Doyle, and today I am sharing some of my favorite tips for writing SEO-friendly content. A lot of you have told me that you struggle with how to use your keywords when you're writing content, and that it often feels weird and unnatural. So today we are diving in to how you can write content that is naturally SEO-friendly from the get-go. It really comes down to writing for your audience first and then letting the algorithms, whether it's Google or TPT or YouTube or wherever, fall into second place. So let's talk about how you can actually do that. Now, if you're new around here, here is a quick rundown of what SEO is and why it's important. SEO, or search engine optimization, is all about writing your content to rank higher in search results, be it Google, TPT, or anywhere else on the internet. The reason I love SEO so much is because I am all about making the most impact on your business in the least amount of your time. See, where a social media post might last just a couple of hours, and then you have to keep cranking out new posts day after day, SEO keeps working for you for years. Instead of creating that new content every day, SEO is all about smart, effective content that keeps paying off over time. Here's the deal. You have to start with keyword research. Before you even type out the first sentence, you need to know your keywords so that you know how to write about them. If you're a TPT seller, you want to think like your target audience. If you're a TPT seller, that means thinking like a teacher. So look at how teachers are talking about your content areas on social media. What kinds of things are they searching for? And use their words in your content that you're writing. Tools like UberSuggest and KW Finder are gold mines for figuring out your keywords for Google search. For your TPT products, you'll want to be sure you are using a keyword tool that is specific to TPT. The one that I use and trust is the YDP, your data playbook, SEO tools. Whatever keyword tool you're using, make sure you are making that effort upfront so that you can be sure your content is speaking directly to your audience's needs and that it's incorporating the right keywords naturally throughout the content. Now, when it comes to the writing part, keep it natural, keep it simple, make sure it feels easy to read. You want to weave those keywords into your content like they are just part of the conversation. The way that you would use them if you were talking out loud to a group of friends about this topic. The last thing you want to do is write the way you would normally talk and then start cramming in keywords in ways that just don't feel right. So figure out your keywords first. Keep those in your mind as you're writing and just use them naturally throughout your content. Remember, you are writing for real human people. If you're a TPT seller, you're writing for busy teachers who love to skim. No matter your audience, you are probably writing for people who love to skim at this point. So be sure that you are using short paragraphs, bulleted lists, and making your content as engaging and informative as possible. In general, shorter content works better for a teacher audience than longer content pieces. So if you find yourself getting into the 2,000 words or above territory on a blog post, maybe break it up into multiple posts. Regardless, make sure that content is informative and that your reader is leaving feeling like they have found exactly what they needed. Whether that is a blog post that answered the question or the search query that got them to your blog post in the first place, or they're looking at your product and the description has answered all their questions about the product. For TPT products, your title and those first 150 words in the product description, make them count. That is prime real estate for your keywords, and you need to make sure you're using them in both of those places. When it comes to your blog posts, remember, it isn't just about slapping a keyword in the title there. You've got to create a title that includes the keywords, but is also clickable and interesting. Keep your keywords front and center, and then continue to use those keywords throughout the content and in your image data on the blog posts as well. There are tons of great SEO tools out there that will analyze your content and give you tips for improving it from an SEO standpoint. They are helpful, and I use them too, but I want you to think of those as the final polish on the content you already created with SEO in mind. They are there to fine-tune things after the fact, to make sure you didn't miss any steps, but they are not there to drive the direction of your content. If you're letting these keywords and SEO tools drive the direction of your content, you're likely to end up putting out content that doesn't really sound like you and doesn't really resonate with your audience. Now, if you are on WordPress, my recommendation for SEO tools is Rank Math instead of Yoast or some of the other options that are out there, but really any of them can help make sure that you're on the right track. So there you go, a simple, no-nonsense approach to writing SEO-friendly content. Keep in mind, SEO is about getting in front of your target audience with the content they want to read or listen to or otherwise engage with. So always keep your audience front of mind and put pleasing the SEO bots or the algorithms in second place. SEO is not an overnight success plan, but it is one of the most passive ways that you can grow your business. And if you're ignoring SEO and only focusing on things like email marketing or social media marketing, you are absolutely missing out on sales you could be getting without doing any work. Thanks so much for listening today. If you are looking to learn more about SEO, I have a new free training on hustle-free TPT sales that you can find at SEOforTeacherAuthors.com. And if you really want to dive deeper into SEO strategies, you'll also find details there about my full course, SEO for Teacher Authors. As always, I would love to hear from you in my Instagram DMs if you're working on implementing these tips for writing SEO-friendly content. So reach out there at kristendoyle.co, and I will talk to you soon. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you did, please share it with another teacher seller who would also find it helpful. For more resources on growing your TPT business, head to kristendoyle.co/TPT. Talk to you soon.